is North Salt Lake Parks and Arts Advisory Board agenda for Tuesday, July 31st, 2018. We will start with the events update and Nola.
So the 5K, it went really well. We ended up with, I want to say approximately 124 runners, which was a little bit down from last year, but I wouldn't say that that was an awful thing because it was that when the dates get farther away, the numbers always drop. And I actually had a conversation with the gal who runs a lot of the functions at South Davis Rec Center, and she says that the same thing happens to them. So it's not uncommon, which was really nice to hear that, that you know, other functions are doing the same thing. So made several notes on how things went during and things for planning ahead of time. And the YCC was great, and talked to James. And they, I guess they have like three separate groups within the council, which was really great for us to have the kids at the food for the Bowery, and then the kids at the finish line, and then the kids at the water stop. It kept things nicely split up. And then just notes for me to remember to ask for the raffle prize table, because I guess the guys had to come back because they didn't have enough counts on the tables. So they had to come back and grab an extra table and go back for the raffle prizes. So I don't know if somebody else had provided those tables before or what the deal was there. And then probably work a little bit closer with Linda on the registration forms and the posters and banners. I thought the banners were really nice. They turned out really, really good. Then just the food that we had was worked out really great. The counts that I estimated for, you know, because I have the people that are pre-registered, and then you just have to make the guesstimate as to how many will show up the day of. And we had the right amount of food. The bananas, all the bananas went. The water was, this is one case of leftover water, which
that's
is
fantastic.
Yeah. And the water stop worked really well because we had the I think it's their 2.5 gallon, like the point, the jugs where the kids could just fill the cups out of that, so we didn't have to bother any of the neighbors for their hoses or anything like that. And then there's a few supplies in the box that we'll just reuse from year to year.
Did you order the shirts, or did the city order the shirts?
The city ordered the shirts.
And did that mean they paid for them as well?
So that gets, I think, and I forgot to ask her what the cost on it was, because one thing that she did say is she wants to try and raise the prices for the shirts, because we're doing them at $5 a pop, which is really cheap. And I think maybe a couple years ago we may have passed over that break even to where it was costing more than that, but the decision was made to go ahead and keep the same for the next couple of years. But I think we probably should raise the price if you're just going to buy a shirt separate, because $5 is pretty cheap for the shirts we're getting, because we're getting good shirts.
Do you have like an estimate of your total cost from like out of our budget? Did you have enough money? Your budget was $1,500. Do you know where you ended up? Nearby. It does not have to be exact. Does that sound about right?
So, me personally, it was $2,000 plus the timing, and the timing then was $950. So, $1,000 for the timing.
Okay. That's good for us to know, so we can just budget better for... this year we have a surplus, so we can easily absorb that cost this year, and we can make plans for that for next year. All right. I heard you saying you have this all written down. Do you have a document? I'm afraid that when you stop being in charge of this race, this race will not carry on. Can you, and I want this from all of the different events, create a document that's just some loose instructions that we could hand it to a new person and they could get an orientation that would say, you know, 6 months out, you need to start thinking about this. 4 months out, start thinking about this.
So Lori was kind of doing it before, and then she and I kind of did it together. So I incorporated stuff that she had, and then I've kind of expounded on it as far as like food counts and stuff like that, because we weren't having to worry about that before because we had the North Salt Lake Bible group doing the foods before, so we didn't have to worry about that. But I can definitely make sure that it all gets updated, and with the different things that we do keep a rolling. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's like a rolling log. So we'll go to a race, and we have this gear that we take. We have mm-hmm. this food that we take. We have this extra stuff that we take. And we update it with every single event we mm-hmm. do. So it'll be easy for me just to do this. And I can just keep it rolling and updating so that it becomes even more fine-tuned.
So this is for Manuel and Naomi as well. Our January meeting next year is going to be a retreat where we just overview all of this stuff. So that document, if you'll have it for that January mm-hmm. meeting, and if you'll have one for your event and for yours, and I'll have one for Kite Festival, and then we'll just share that all around. So the whole committee is really aware of what it takes, what's going into all of the events. And then if we lose somebody, then we're not scrambling or reinventing the wheel every time. Are you feeling interested in this event next year? You are? Yay! Let's just look at the calendar so we can just have it on our agenda. So next year, July 4th is a Thursday.
I want to say, is it June 29 then?
So the June 29th would be the Saturday before. So that would, that would mean that maybe the numbers are down. But is that what we do? We just do it.
It's always Saturday before.
Okay, so June 29th. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And with the way that the registration is set up too, it'll be easier, so I'll be able to actually get that out there online a lot sooner this year than I was able to. Because it's always been a struggle to try to get it set up and active with getting passwords and getting set up and everything like that. But it's set up now, and then so at whatever point in time I do go, it's in a system that I can just pass along.
I think that's fantastic.
So it's not in a personal account or anything.
Hello.
Good evening.
So we are just finishing a recap of the 5K.
Okay.
And so the next agenda item is the festival of speech. Do you want a second, and we can come back to you. Thank you, Nola. The race was amazing.
Yeah,
it's so fun to be there. I love it. And I think everyone there loves it.
That turned out well.
Yeah. I really do like the philosophy. We want to have as many people come as want to participate,
mm-hmm.
but I'm more interested in creating a quality event for the people that are there than extending the event farther. And I think everyone that was there had a fantastic time. They love it, and they come back. And I think that's a real win.
I do remember one woman, one thing with it is the wording has to change on the way that it's set up, because we have a 6 o'clock registration, 7 o'clock race, 8 o'clock 1K. Several people actually showed up at 8 o'clock or just before 8 o'clock thinking that the race was at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So they were showing up at about 1:45 or 7:30 thinking they had plenty of time. But they didn't.
Yeah.
But one of the women who showed up late, it's like, don't worry about it. We'll get you started. You'll be able to do the race and do the run. And she actually got second in her age group.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Good for her.
It's something, and she was just looking at her face and seeing her face, the fact that she won a prize,
mm-hmm.
Because she didn't say, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're late. We're it's too, it's
was that the mother-daughter combination? I remember them coming.
Mm-hmm. And so, encouraging people, it's like, well, yes, you're late. It's not a big deal. Go ahead and get started. Everybody is a part of it.
That's a great lesson in life.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you very much. It was a huge success. Thank you. All right, Bruce, another huge success.
It was big. Manuel was there, and
I didn't.
Naomi made it. And
you had over 400 cars, you said?
Awesome. Yeah, I counted 415 vehicles.
Whew.
So that included motorcycles, show know, trucks for show and the helicopter. And it was big, and we were overwhelmed. How do we get this? So, Naomi's shaking her head, yeah.
It was awesome.
Did you park cars?
I did.
What area were you in?
I was in the Mustangs.
All right, did you park cars?
Yeah.
What area were you in?
I was in the Japanese, I think.
How did it go, parking the cars?
It was fine. Yeah.
It was pretty crazy down on our end for a bit.
Yeah. You guys got a little logged down there, didn't you? Yeah.
But it worked out. It worked out well.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely.
We could use twice as many people to help direct people into good spots and not too close together.
Yeah.
But
what is not too close together?
Should we stretch out?
Yeah.
Good to know. Okay.
Basically, when you open the door, you
gotta
be
able to open their doors all the way.
Both sides.
The first stroller to go through.
You must have been there. You're on. You're hired. So.
You have other good news, though, that will affect next year.
I won't be here next year. I'm going to be in the Congo.
Oh, wow.
I'm leaving for, I guess, a week in Provo on the 15th of October, and we'll be gone for a year and a half.
Wow,
so I'll get
my
back.
Goodness.
If the 15th is the date we'll return, it'll be... I'm leaving on the extension tax day. And I'll get back 2 tax days later, April 15th.
Wow. Congratulations, that's exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, strange. Alan is going to take over, if that's okay with everybody. I think he's been there a long time. He knows how to do things. He's already suggesting. One of the problems we had was cars are backed up down the hill on the road and to the side of the road. And so Alan thought, let's get everybody... try to get as many inside the barricades and even on the south end to go up and have everybody parked in 3 lanes to fill up all the roadway. And then it'll be easier to get more people off the road and then get make it easier to and more fair to get people on to the grounds, telling them, oh, you've got a Porsche, you ought to be down at 3. Why don't you go all the way around and parked out at the other end, and you'll get in faster. And it won't be, Or if somebody shows up with a Mustang down at the other end, on the south end, oh, it's better for you to go around the loop and come in again in the front. So I think that's a good idea. We had 10 food trucks, I think, all together.
Wow.
And there were 2 or 3 that asked me, late, even one on the day, Can we send one? Can we come up? Let's see. Yeah, you've been there before. You're going to be there the next night. I said, sure, come on up.
Did you arrange with each of those food trucks individually?
Yes, I spoke with
each one of those vendors.
There were lots of people. There were lots of vehicles. It turned out really well. It was everybody was well behaved. It was overcast with just a few droplets of water. That was perfect weather. Barely any rain. And by and large, people were pretty happy. One thing we ought to do, too bad David's not here. We need to have porta potties on both ends, north and south, and probably some in the middle. Because it's a long walk from all the way down at from one end to the other. We still have room on the, well, that's one thing. Garbage cans we ought to have scattered around better also. Some by the food trucks, we need some. We didn't have any garbage cans by the food trucks. Mm-hmm.
We actually, for the third, we put big, not a roll-off, but a big dumpster where the food trucks were.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, none of them used it.
Nobody used the dumpster?
No, none of the vendors. We had the regular cans around too, but thinking, because the regular cans get filled up so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just overflowed again. There was the big dumpster. Anyway, so that is weird. But as you're talking, you need to actually email all this information to David so I'll have it for next year.
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I'll write it in the minutes, but I don't know if he'll read those.
He doesn't read the minutes?
No, and if he does, I'm sure he'll forget. He'll read the rest of us.
Yeah, I spoke with him about it. We talked face-to-face, but in writing would be...
And he'll have all of Alan's information?
Yeah, I'll give him Alan's information. And you too.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So Alan can act as the event chair for this without being an appointed position on the Parks and Arts.
Okay.
Does that sound like a better fit for him?
It's fine with me.
Okay. And then we were just talking about creating a written document that has an overview of each of the events so that when somebody leaves, there's more than just a living history of what has happened.
Okay.
The goal for all of the other events was to create that document and bring it to our January meeting, but if you'll just write it before you leave. And just an overview. So it'd be an overview of like what your budget would be, how many cars you anticipate, what marketing you do, just so we could give it to somebody and they could get an overview. It doesn't have to be really detailed, but just an orient them to taking over that assignment.
Yeah.
And we don't plan on giving an outside assignment. Alan will take that over, but in case Alan needs some more support, we will be better supportive.
So you want to know about the budget?
Budget, marketing.
Marketing.
Maybe logistical planning you did, like porta potties, garbage cans, who you talked to, at food trucks, the helicopter, the service vehicles that were there. And likely those were just things that you brought up with David and then he arranged them.
Yeah.
David has hurt his back. That's why he's not here. Neglected to say that. And a loose time frame. Like, how far out do you need to be talking to vendors? How far out do you need to be wherever you send your advertising?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Another successful event. How many years has this been going?
That was the 8th year.
Well, it's really quite a legacy you've created.
Yeah. People know about it, and people are calling me now. And there were some bloggers that came. We had the local bloggers, car bloggers, and they came. I'll know we've arrived when Jay Leno shows up.
It's a great stretch goal.
Yeah, my 3-year-old son, he has his own car shows now.
Oh, yeah. Toys. Oh, I love that.
He loved it.
That's so cute.
So every week he's like, are we going to a car show?
No. But you can make one.
Exactly.
That's cute.
Yeah, so Naomi and Manuel, if you will participate again next year.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful. You've had your
experience.
You've been initiated.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
The following years you're far more effective and
right.
And all the more helpful. Cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
All right, Naomi. I saw some early advertising for the writing competition.
Yes. Well, it's not quite as early as I was hoping it was gonna be, but hopefully it'll be early enough because a lot of people know about it. So
yeah.
So far, I have the posters and the flyers printing right now. They should be ready in the next couple of days. And then I know Lori, I think last year she did like 300 flyers. And so I just ordered the same thing as she did last year. So that'll be a lot of...
Distribution.
Thank you for that. So that'll be interesting. If you have any good ideas for places I can take them to,
did
let
she
me
have
know.
A list of where she had
she
them?
Did not. She just was, I mean, she vaguely said, you know, coffee shops and bookstores and things like that.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like I'm familiar with North Salt Lake, but you might have some
you
good
ideas.
You can
bring some for me and I can do Foxborough stuff.
Okay. So that's on its way. I do have a guest that's coming. I know last year was The Magician, and it was this huge success that I've been afraid is not going to be topped. And I don't want people to be disappointed. but I have a gentleman, he's part of Creature Encounters with Utah, and he's going to bring some of his big bearded dragons and some things like that, so it's very medieval and he lets the kids hold them and pet them, and so it's very interactive with them. So I'm very excited about that. The website was updated, like you said, so I'm stoked about that. Everybody's got that information. I'm trying to think what else. I guess I just have a couple of questions about paying for like the food and things like that that I didn't discuss with Lori before she left. So
you have two options. You can pay for it, mm-hmm. and then submit reimbursement from the city, and they're pretty quick at getting that back.
Okay.
Or if you have a specific vendor, mm-hmm. you can contact Sherry and she can do a purchase order directly to them.
Okay, because I do have one invoice for the creature encounters, but that's all I have so far. Other than that,
did Lori talk to you about Peach Jar? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know what it is, just because I get it with the kids' school stuff, but I haven't.
So if you want to send me a PDF,
okay,
or an image file would maybe be better.
Okay.
At the bottom of whatever file goes through Peach Jar, it has to say a disclaimer. There's a specific language about this is in no way an endorsement by Davis County School District.
Yes, and I believe it's on the PDF.
If it's already on there, then the PDF is fine, and then I can send it through.
Okay.
And get that done.
Excellent. I will add that to the list.
Do you have any assignments for any of us?
Not right now. I've just finalized with the author, and he's set to go. He's ready. I'll just need to get a couple signatures for our. Why am I losing
the awards?
Yeah, for like us warm books and things like that. To signatures from the city council to go and take the letters and ask for them to contribute that. But other than that, not right now. It's literally going to be getting some decorations and getting some food and just being ready to fill.
And do you have your budget? Do you know what yours is?
I don't know what it is.
2,000.
Okay. So we should be good.
Okay. Great.
That's all I've got.
All right. Second Sunday Concert Series.
Cool. Yes. So I've been communicating with Bluegrass Thunder.
Thank you.
Their question is where it's going to be. I think you mentioned, or...
So I talked to Shauna, who was in charge last year, and she said they had planned at Hatch Park. And then you or someone who made the suggestion of the amphitheater?
Yeah, I don't know.
We're fine. I'm fine with either option.
Yeah, I didn't realize that not all concerts were here in the chamber.
They do rotate around. So we could do it inside if they want. It is August, and it will be hot.
Right.
That's totally up to you.
Okay. Then I'll chat with him today just to see if he has a preference of where they perform.
And they brought their own.
Yeah, they're bringing their own sound.
Okay, great.
So they're going to take care of their own sound. They just need to know where it's going to be. I was hoping to do some social media, push this week.
Great.
To get going. Is that something that we are just added as admins, or?
So it depends. The best way to go. There is not a lot going on here. So, I think if you're not already an admin on the Parks and Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Page, I will add. I'll make sure everyone is added as that right now. But the best circulation you're going to get is through the city website or the city Facebook page, and that's just contacting Linda.
Okay.
And just ask her to share that.
Do a post on the Parks and Arts and then have her share that.
Yes. Or you could, if you want to create an event and people can click that they're coming, mm-hmm. you can list City of North Salt Lake as a co-host, and then Linda gets it immediately.
Perfect.
And if she has to accept, yes, I'll be a co-host, and then when she does, it launches to the city's page immediately.
Okay.
So that's the best way to do it, is to create the event.
So I'll go through and create that.
Thank you.
This week, so that we'll have 2 weeks going. And then for the future events, the next one is Army Band, which again, I noticed... On the
did you get that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And that was, the concert is scheduled, or on the application says at Eaglewood.
Yes, it's always been up there.
Okay.
It's September 9th.
Yeah.
And Matt said he wanted to come to our next event in August, and he will just talk about what is needed there, and that mostly means talking to, David and TJ, saying, these are the chairs we need, these are the garbage cans, these are the things like that.
Okay.
Did you decide, are you paying the Bluegrass Band?
No.
Okay.
No.
Your budget,
as far as your
budget?
Yeah, so I had here $1,000.
$1,000, yeah.
That's for all of them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can adjust that if you feel like that's not an appropriate amount.
Okay.
But let's...
Right now, it's not an issue.
Okay, great.
And then all, from what I understand, there are refreshments or something that are offered, is that correct?
I don't know. Have there been refreshments at the Second Sunday Concert? I don't think there have been.
something.
The ones I've been to before did not have refreshments.
Okay. Well, then maybe I won't worry about that.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay, great.
So often they'll have a program.
Yep.
That will like have the set playing. And then, do you have a graphic or a poster or something of the whole series? Are all the dates set enough to
do
something?
I just need to get back
like
with Brett about just to confirm that the master course.
Great. Okay.
And once I do that, then yeah, it should all be.
So tell us the lineup again.
So Bluegrass Thunder is in August. The Army Band is September. The master course would be October.
Great.
The Messiah Sing-In would be the 11th.
Of November?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, sorry. November, and then the Utah Guitar Society would be December.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We have a graphic designer that can put together like an image with listing that. If you want to do that, I can give you her email address. Just one second. Oh, look at all those emails from you. I should check my email. Rachel is her name. Rachel Conway. There, you can see her. Sorry, back screen. That's her email right there.
Thank you.
And then she bills the city directly, so you don't. You just say, "Hey, I'm from this group, and I'd like you to create. These are the events. Create a graphic for us," and she goes from there. She's not always super fast, so if that's not done in time for the August event, that's fine.
Yeah.
I think it's still really a value to have the whole thing. Okay, do you have any assignments or anything?
No, I mean, it sounds like I'll need to confirm with, I think the rest of them would actually be here.
Yeah, they would.
So it's not too much more coordinating with other venues. So.
Makes it easy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, the Halloween 3K, Sarah is still going to be in charge of that. She cannot come tonight, but she's still planning on being in charge of that, so we will connect with her next time. For the Parks and Trails update, we will table most of that discussion. I think there's a new brochure that David will show us, and we can review at our next event. Ryan is not able to be here tonight either. He is at Scout Camp. He said he's going to connect with David in between our next meeting and talk about planning and budgeting for a park overhaul throughout the winter. So, you know, in the springtime, we were looking at the parks and what we wanted to do. So he's going to see if he can push that through the winter. And then administrative updates. There's not a lot that's gone on administratively. And that is a goal of mine, especially the social media component. But we're a work in progress, and we'll carry on with that. It'll be nice to have all of you as admins. That might probably help. I have no notes, but this is an open time if anyone has anything they wanted to bring up or any questions to ask, any topics.
Yes. One thing I neglected to say about the Festival of Speed is we can probably fit another 30 cars along the road. So that's about, but if we get more than that, we are pretty well full. I'd like to have an area of the grass that's on the other side of the path. And it's down on the south end, and it could be managed as an overflow.
They don't want you to do
West,
that right
West
now.
End does not want to cross the path. That's it doesn't want to cross that line. That's its red line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if you get another 100 cars next year? I mean, just wondering.
Yeah, we'd have to
I didn't know you could do 415.
Do you think at some point it would be an idea to maybe have folks register and then have it cap out just so you don't have those frustrated people come last minute?
That's an idea that we've thought of, but it's a nightmare I don't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a whole level of bookkeeping.
Sure.
And
but that's also something that I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, I would be willing to help with that. Side of things, you know.
Two nightmares, right? Too many cars or registering.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think if there was an easy platform to do that with, and I know I would be willing to. I'm sure other people would be willing to help you with that.
Well, if you're willing to do that, and it comes to that, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's something I don't want to do that. But people are, because of the, it's always been an open event, there's still going to be people show up.
Sure, of course.
And so what I thought is if we get, let's see, we get this extra area. Brent Moyes is the boss of the golf course, and if he wants it, then we get it. But, you know, of course, he's going to listen to Weston too. He's got, you know, has to balance the two. So we get, you know, more room. I don't know where we'd ever top out, but if we filled all that up, then it really does come to turning away people.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to, sorry, we're full.
Right.
You know, go, you can go park down that way and then come on up and enjoy the thing. But, so that's something we may need to worry about in the next
few years. Was the increase in the number of cars from last year to this year?
It was a 38% increase. Last year was 300.
Whoa.
The year before it was 297, and last year was 301.
So those were
incredible.
About the same.
Yeah.
What changed? Do you know?
Day of the week.
Mm.
It's the day of the week. Last year was on a Saturday.
Okay, let's look at that for this. For you were always the day before, right? It's
yeah.
A Tuesday.
It's going to be a Tuesday, I believe, in 2019.
Let's see. So the day before the 3rd, so it's always July 2nd.
Yep.
Is a Tuesday.
Is there a reason why it's always the day before?
Yeah, it's just because it's part of the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So the fireworks. When we first started it, we put it on 24th of July.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that was before we did it with the city. So when it came to be with the city, when Matt asked us what we wanted to do with it, you know, if there's something I could do to help out, bring the city together, then it was a good idea to put it on the day before the fireworks. 4th of July is a day that's so crazy everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
so this year it was on Saturday?
No, it was on Monday.
No, last year was Saturday. This year was Monday.
So last year on Saturday, you got fewer cars.
Yeah, it was July 1st.
So Monday got more cars.
Yeah, Monday did more. And I expect Tuesday will be about the same. 4th of July was right in the middle of the week this year, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So next year will be Thursday. So probably, I don't know what, you know, what companies will do if they give Thursday and Friday, making it a 4-day weekend. I don't know what
mm-hmm.
they'll do. But Tuesday ought to be a pretty good day also. So I'd expect a similar kind of turnout.
Also a similar increase, 38% increase?
I don't think it'd be that big.
Okay.
That was just amazing. Yeah.
Okay. How did you, both of you like combining with the Liberty Fest idea with the city? Did you like that?
I thought it was good.
It's fine. It's okay. The sign for the Festival of Speed and being in with the other part, I don't think it's as effective.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact that you still had your individual banners up. That was that was a good thing, I think.
It's a lot of work, but it does.
Yeah.
It works. Facebook and those signs work. People see that, and that's what, yeah, because I didn't really do anything else. I hardly do anything with my mailing list. I'm about 400 people on it, and it's not as effective as Facebook is.
Okay. That's good feedback. All right, other topics? Any comments, questions? All right, we are adjourned. Fantastic.